The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, January 9, 500 block of Boundary Bay Road. Complainant reported leaving their camera and camera bag unattended at the playground at Centennial Beach for about 20 minutes. When they returned, both items were gone. The items are described as a Sony Alpha 7 Mark III, with a Sony lens 28x270, Tamron lens 70x180, and a black Amazon Basics camera bag with a total value of $3,000. Canvas of the area for surveillance video proved negative. January 10, 400 block of English Bluff Road. Complainant reported they had ordered a computer monitor valued at $450. According to Amazon records, it was delivered to the complainant's doorstep. However, no package was received, and a report has been filed with Amazon. A police file number was provided for Amazon to start the claim process. January 12, Police Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported responding to an online job posting and provided banking information to the prospective employer. The complainant then contacted the company directly, being suspicious of the conversation, and was informed the posting was fraudulent. The bank has been notified of the incident and the account secured. January 13, 1300 block of 56th Street, police conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle. The driver admitted to consuming alcohol earlier in the evening. Two breath samples provided by the driver, both reading, "Warn." As a result, the driver was served a 3-day immediate roadside prohibition. The vehicle was parked legally, and police provided courtesy rides home for the driver and passenger. January 13, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. Complainant reported leaving two rings in the dressing room of a shop after trying on clothes. When they went back to the store to claim the rings, they were gone. The complainant spoke with both the store and guest services, but no rings had been found. The rings are described as gold with a total value of $5,000. Ladner. January 9, 4600 block of 51st Street. Complainant reported they had ordered a $1,200 photography lens from Amazon, and when the order was received, the package was empty. There was no surveillance video in the area. A police file number was provided to the complainant for Amazon to start the refund process. January 10, 6900 block of 72nd Street. A business reported the theft of a tractor truck from their parking lot. GPS tracking confirmed the truck's location to be in Coquitlam. Coquitlam RCMP were notified, the truck was recovered, and towed for a forensic examination. The complainant was notified of the recovery and location of the vehicle. Investigation by police to continue with the examination of surveillance video. January 11, Police Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported the theft of their wallet, and that their credit card had been used to make several fraudulent transactions totaling $250. The bank has been informed of the fraud and has initiated an investigation.